Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Just quick news, quick details. Let's see here. Ray J was attacked yesterday by his girlfriend earlier this week. He went to the hospital, broken ankle, all that. Here's the deal. Ray Rice, Ray J. Jay-Z last year in the elevator with Solange. It's not a big deal when women hit men. They can do what the hell they want to do, as I've always said. Oh, and by the way, where was this I want to see the elevator footage too. For the Ray J attack too. She better lose all her endorsements. She better not be able to be on Love & Hip Hop LA no more. Nothing else better happen. And I better not hear no bullshit about, oh, quit being so sensitive. Why don't you quit being so sensitive when Ray Rice punch his damn wife in the mouth then? So sick and tired of people with the doggone mess. And that bull crap and that horrendous way of thinking. Everything with a man, he just got to take it in his damn ass. Women get to do what the hell they want whenever the hell they want. And we just got to get over it. If you want equal rights, then it needs to be equal punishment. I see that wasn't front page news. I bet you she won't be dragged about the mud. Matter of fact, I bet you this will only be on TMZ for 5 seconds and you won't ever hear about this shit again. Never. You'll never hear about this shit again. It won't be a big deal. Nobody will care. It's not that big of a deal. A man got his ass whooped. When a man gets his ass whooped by a man, it's okay. We just get over it, brush it off our shoulders. No charges pressed, no nothing. That's just how it goes. So, man, when you get your ass whooped by a woman, just remember, that's just how it goes. You got to take an ass whooping like a man from a woman, and you're going. Now, on the other hand, man, you better not even think about putting your hands on a woman because you're going to go to jail. You're going to be prosecuted. There's going to be senators. There's going to be governors. There's going to be people in the House of Representatives. There's going to be women's rights groups. There's going to be all type of bullshit that goes on that makes you feel like you're the most vilified, hateful, evil, disgusting person on the planet Earth if you hit a woman. But if a woman hits you, oh, that's all right. It's a pat on the back. You just take it. You want to know why you just take it? Because you're a man. You just have to freaking get over it. It's not that big of a deal, guys. So the next time a woman runs up and punches you right in your fucking eyeball and your eye swells up, just remember, you're a man. If you're walking down the street and a girl decides to kick you in your nuts and you fall down and your stomach starts to hurt, just remember, you're a man. If you decide to punch that bitch back for doing it, remember, you're going to go to jail. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your car. Your credit's going to go bad. You're going to be the worst scum on the earth. You're going to be diminished to go to hell and everything else if you even think about hitting that girl back. So prepare yourself, man, because at any time, anything can happen to you, and guess what? Nobody gives a shit at all.
But everybody can keep playing.
Keep walking around ignoring us. Because the thing is, women, they're not putting women in power because they want equal rights. The people who run the media sources are putting women in power because they know that they can brainwash them. And they know that they can have control with women in power because they'll vote for their little bullshit-ass agenda. But at the end of the day, are women really in power? No. There's some dude that's in power. He's got a woman in front of the camera so he can make it seem like he is doing something right so he can get all the women to like his news network, because that's what women do. They listen to news. They watch talk shows. That's the type of people they are. They're social, emotional creatures. But suit yourself. I bet you won't see this elevator footage of Ray J getting his ass kicked. In fact, I bet most of the people out here listening didn't even hear about this shit at all. They just went on about their day. It just wasn't a big deal. Y'all going to say that I'm a conspiracy theorist? You can say I'm making up shit. You can think I'm full of bull crap if you want to. This propaganda wagon that's going on out here is pretty damn sick. Equal rights for equal fucking things. Not equal rights to control people. And no, can't no man just be a baby when he wants equal rights. You put your hands on a man, you get your ass kicked, you got what you deserved. Since nobody can put their hands on you, no matter what you do. You can lie, put people in jail for rape.
Nothing to happen
to your ass. You get to serve the sentence as you go. You get to fill out child support on people. Even if they ain't the dad. If anybody's
heard about this crazy story, that'll be
next time. The guy isn't the father. The DNA test proved he wasn't the father. But the girl wrote on the birth certificate that he was a father. Did the judge throw it out? No, she didn't throw it out. Because in the state of Detroit, whether it's fraudulent or not, or excuse me, in the state of Michigan, where this happened, which is in Detroit, whether it's fraudulent or not, somebody still has to account as the father for the lady to benefit from welfare. So this guy owes the state $30,000 for a nut that he didn't bust.
Hey.
I really don't have nothing to say about it.
Man, y'all better
wake the hell up, man. Y'all better wake the hell up. And all these fake women's rights groups, where the hell were y'all at?
Because the real rights groups that need to be helped right now are children.
But y'all, sorry, y'all like it messed up like this. Y'all like foster kids getting raped, molested, and all these other things. Because usually what happens in these situations,
they turn out gay or lesbian or something, some type of mental disorder.
So it can go more towards your sick calls rather than doing shit the right way and being equal and just amongst each other. It's okay, though. This is the bullshit world we live in right now. I'm out. Have a good one.